This is JLPT Bootcamp, the ultimate guide to passing the JLPT in less time with less pain. This is the JLPT Bootcamp podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Mac, and this happens to be the 86th episode of the podcast, amazingly. 86, wow. Anyway, quick update. I am nearing the end of the N1 Somatome grammar book, and I've kind of taken a different approach to it this time, kind of going through it in kind of consecutive waves, so to speak. First kind of just studying everything, then doing some of the problems and seeing how that works out, how that's a lot more effective. And it appears that I kind of have a decent grasp of most of the N1 grammar in just this last month or so that I've been studying it, which that doesn't seem right. I'm going to have to take a practice test and double check where I'm at. So I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'll totally flunk the grammar. Maybe I'll ace the grammar on the test. Who knows? The test is coming up. It's going to be this weekend after this podcast comes out for us here in Japan. I'm recording this a couple weeks before and still haven't gotten my voucher yet, which is a little strange, but hopefully it'll be in the mail here pretty soon. Just kind of eagerly awaiting that. I have finally gotten my SRS under control a little bit. I'm down to about 45 minutes in the morning. I know that sounds a little ridiculous, and it still kind of is a little bit, I guess, but some of that time is spent editing words and adding information to words, adding mems and stuff like that. It's not pure studying. So it's still pretty good. I probably go through a good 200 or so words in the morning, and I add 10 or so words now. I'm down to 10 just because I got a little out of control there. I was adding about 20 words a day, and that just was stacking up to be too much, absolutely outrageous, because I'm kind of coupling that with also doing some study on the sticky study, like I keep mentioning, every day. And that the sticky study kind of wants me to do, it's a different system, but I usually learn about 10 or so words on that as well every day. And I'm also doing kanji work, trying to learn about 10 kanji a day, though some of those are some review. So just kind of trying to absorb as much as possible. I'm going to take a practice test here probably this weekend, the freebie practice test, and see where I stand. Chances are pretty good that I won't do so well, but it'll be good to get a good feeling for the test and see, where I stand, and so I can get used to what the questions are like and things like that. Still using all of my available study time. I'm really pushing myself. I'm about to go crazy, to be honest. Really trying to study as much as I possibly can. I know right after the test, I'll probably tone it way down, at least for a week or so. for right now, studying like a madman. I'm hoping to get my best possible score on that grammar section is what I'm looking for. Trying to pass the grammar section. I'd really love to get a 30 on the grammar section. That's kind of my goal. But even if I scored above 19, I'll consider that a victory. I know that sounds really weak. And it is, but who knows? Maybe I'll score a lot higher, or maybe I'll just completely flunk the test. I don't know. We'll see when I get to the test. Anyway, because we're a couple days away from the big test here, at least the July test for people in Japan and in some select countries, I think it's available. There was one testing site available in Canada for all of North America. So if you happen to be near, I think it's Ottawa or whatnot, you can take it in North America. Or in Europe, I think there's a few available sites. I know there's a few available test locations in Germany. So if you're in Germany, you're probably taking the test. And definitely if you're in Southeast Asia, Korea, China, in India, I think in New Zealand happens to also have the July test, I believe. So if you're in any of those areas and you're listening, good luck on the exam. This week, I kind of want to go over what my pre-test ritual is, so to speak. And I'm actually kind of curious what some of your pre-test rituals, if you even have a pre-test ritual, what you do before the test. And for me, of course, I'm kind of gearing up. I'm going to walk in and happily flunk the N1 this coming weekend. Kind of trying to go for the grammar, but if you are trying to go for a passing score, which hopefully you are, I'd like to know kind of what your routine is before the big test. For me, in general, the night before the test, of course, I never go out. I don't go drinking or paint the town red before the big test. That's usually kind of a bad idea. Usually, unfortunately, go straight home. And I try to take a little vacation of the mind. Nothing stressful, no hardcore studying at the end. I just want to kind of unravel, make sure my brain's not taxed before the big day, and just chill out and not think about absolutely anything. Just watch TV, watch a good TV show or whatnot, a movie that might be on, and try to relax as much as possible. I think, in my opinion, I do this because I can get kind of like hyperactive. If I start studying and I start looking over stuff, I might start to worry, and I don't have this studied, and I don't know this, and I need to study some more, and maybe I need to double check that, blah 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 blah, and then one thing leads to another, and you know, before you know it, it's 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and then you can't even get to sleep because you're thinking about all the stuff that you need to study and you haven't studied yet. So what I try to do is just clear it out, just forget about the test, forget about everything, just it's vacation time, because you know, the next day, that's game day. You're going to be working hard to get through that test. I also usually try to eat a nice healthy meal. Of course, that isn't loaded down with fat or some spicy food or whatnot. Eat some nice pasta, something that's just going to settle in my stomach and be done with it. I go into a lot more detail about that in my guide, the 5 biggest mistakes people make about diet and what to eat on the test day and the day before. So if you would like some more information about that, of course, be sure to pick up the guide by signing up for the newsletter. But anyway, usually what I do right before bed, the only studying that I usually do is I usually go over a cheat sheet of grammar points that I had trouble with while I was studying, questions that I got wrong, just a few grammar points that I really had trouble with, and just kind of quickly go over them, go over each And then I also kind of go over each section of the test mentally. This isn't a very hardcore, you know, well planned out thing, just going over each section, what I'm going to do in each section, how I'm going to answer the questions, how I'm going to take notes, that kind of thing. Just make sure I have a general game plan decided. And I also just try to make sure before the big night, the big night before the test, to clear out everything, make sure all my little stupid things are done, like paying the bills, make sure the trash is taken out, you've done the laundry or whatnot, just all the little annoying things that can make your day hectic or busy. Just, you know, either do them all, you know, Saturday morning or Friday night or whatnot, or just forget them. Don't try to think about them. Just relax. I just chill out. Make sure I have all my mechanical pencils and all that stuff all packed and ready to go, so I can just drift off to sleep and be done with it, wake up, and head off to the testing site the next day. So that's my simple routine. I'd like to know, though, of course, what do you do the night before the test? Do you have a special ritual? Do you think it's absolutely ridiculous that you have a pre-test ritual? That's craziness. I'd like to know. Please stop by the website at jlptbootcamp.com and leave me an awesome comment. This is episode 86. You can leave me a comment at the bottom there and just say hello. Or if you have some other comment or suggestion for the podcast or about the website in general, you can click on the Contact Me button at the website, and there's a amazing form there that you can type in your information and send me off an email. If you don't even want to bother with any of that, you can in fact email me. My address is mac@jlptbootcamp.com with any questions or comments that you would have about the JLPT. That is it for this week. If you are taking the July test, I wish you the best of luck. Just always remember, it's just a test. It's not the whole life. You can take it again in December. So take it easy, have fun, let's pass this thing. All right. So I will talk to you next week with some initial reactions about the test, and I hope you have a happy week studying. To claim your free 21-page ebook on the 5 biggest mistakes people make on the JLPT, as well as more tips and tricks to help you pass the Japanese language proficiency test, come visit me at jlptbootcamp.com.